We've got a lot to get to.
What's new at 10?
And we're going to start off with this story about Tiffany Smiley, the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, who is now complaining after her campaign was issued cease and desist letters by three different corporations, the Seahawks, Starbucks, and the Seattle Times. The GOP candidate used corporate logos for all three companies, apparently without their permission, including Seattle Times logos and a Starbucks logo that was visible in front of this shuttered shop in Capitol Hill. Here's one of her ads.
These doors are closed because it's too dangerous to ask employees to work here anymore. Think about that. For decades, Patty Murray has spearheaded reckless policies that lead to shortages, inflation, and so much crime that you can't even get a cup of coffee from the hometown shop on Capitol Hill, even if you could still afford it. 30 years in the Senate, and this is what she has to show for it? If she won't do the job, I will. I'm Tiffany Smiley, and I approve this message.
So, again, her campaign got these three letters in a row. I mean, they were just like one after another. And to the campaign, it seemed like it was a concerted and a coordinated effort. And so they're accusing the Seattle Times of illegally using corporate resources to support Patty Murray, who is her Democratic opponent. They also wrote to the Federal Elections Commission accusing the Times of letting Murray use the newspaper's logo and headlines in her own ads during her 2016 campaign. So they say it's unfair. Why can Patty Murray use what the same thing that we're using? And you didn't have a problem with that then. And then also they point out that the Seattle Times editorial board, which is separate from the newspaper and the newspaper, I mean, basically the editorial board is supposed to be independent of the reporters. Yeah. But the editorial board has endorsed Murray. And so her campaign, Smiley's campaign, is saying that the Times provided something of value to Murray's campaign while denying Smiley's campaign the same thing.
Right. Let me be crystal clear, Ursula. I can't stand campaign ads. I don't care who it's about.
I'm sick of all of them already, for sure.
I've never liked campaign ads in general. Now, I do realize, however, we are living in a society where some people think that it's okay to bully. So some people love the bullying aspect of these campaign ads. Instead of me, I could easily address Tiffany Smiley's campaign ads where she talks about inflation and she talks about people not being able to afford a cup of coffee. I could go into that because I would love to see and I'd be curious of Tiffany Smiley's actual work and actually see her in some of these communities. I would love to see Tiffany Smiley in those situations. But I'm just going to address the response from Tiffany Smiley's campaign when they shot back in a news release publicizing all three of the letters that they got. And here is the response. Woke corporations thought they could help Patty Murray by bullying Tiffany with senseless legal threats. This according to Tiffany Smiley's campaign manager. Their efforts have both failed and backfired. And my response, Ursula, to this is if we are getting responses from Tiffany Smiley's campaign of woke corporations, and if you're hearing that and you like that type of talk and you appreciate that, I'm going to tell you this. That is a losing strategy to do because the majority of people, especially in the state of Washington, they are tired of that type of rhetoric. They actually want to get back to normal politics. So if you want to continue down that road with responses like that, I can assure you that is not a winning strategy. So for me, I'm turned off by the response because I don't want to deal with politicians that still think that that type of rhetoric and response is actually healthy. You get the Starbucks hit you up, Starbucks hit you up, Seattle Times hit you up. If you don't do what they say, just take your stuff out of their stuff. You don't have to say, you can respond with, well, what about Patty Murray? I'm not even upset about that. That's fine.
You're not upset about it, but her campaign's upset about it because she is claiming that it's unfair because Patty Murray is basically getting a free ride when it comes to whether it's the Seahawks, Starbucks, or the Seattle Times. Seattle Times being, the biggest newspaper in the region. And is supposed to be objective, not the editorial board, but the newspaper reporting staff. So she's saying, wait a minute, these are things being afforded to Patty Murray that my campaign. I think that there is, at least on the outset, someone could say, well, that does not look like it's fair.
Okay. You're the queen of emails. Nobody writes an email like you do. I want to ask you. What do you think about the campaign's response?
Yeah, the campaign's response is aimed at a very specific audience, and it's her base. Her base, so it is aimed at Republican voters, and especially—
Is it?
Maybe not moderate Republicans, but maybe
who?
More the what are referred to as Trump-backed Republicans or MAGA Republicans.
Is that who she wants to appeal to?
Well, that's the question. Some of this appears to be working, though, because Tiffany Smiley, as I've mentioned before, and if you look at some of the polling, she is doing much better than many other opponents that Patty Murray has faced over her, six terms? Is it six terms? Many, many years. Okay. Sorry,
it's
Chef.
A lot of math.
Yeah, it's a lot of math. There are some polls that show her within 2 percentage points. If you subscribe to the idea that any publicity is good publicity, then she's getting publicity for this. She's able to show how she, as the underdog, is not getting a fair shake, and yet she's still doing really well. Patty, in that case, I think for some voters that will work.
And I want to say, and I want to be clear on something, Ursula, because I think you and I are on the same page with this. I think that she has a legitimate, for her to say, hey, yeah, we don't think it's fair. Okay. I don't have a problem
yes.
with that. I think that is fair. But what I do have a problem with is when your campaign writes woke corporations thought they could help Patty Murray by bullying Tiffany with senseless legal threats. What you just told me is this is that type of response.
Yes.
That so do you?
I hear what you're saying, because she has also worked really hard to erase some of the maybe more MAGA Republican types of things from her website, where initially she questioned whether the 2020 election was legitimate, and now she has come forth and said, yes, President Biden is the president, and so evidence of some of the things that were said in the past have been scrubbed. And so I think she realizes that she is better off, but she has to try to walk that fine line, which is what Michael Medved said on Friday. She has to walk that fine line between not alienating Trump's base while also appealing to moderate Republicans, while also trying to get maybe some moderate Democrats who might be, tired of Patty Murray for whatever reason. So she's trying to get all of those, but the you're responding to the woke corporations thing, which I hate the term woke. We've talked about that on the show before. It refers to.
It's a meaningless slur.
It's a meaningless slur. Exactly.
I mean, Ursula, people keep texting in and they keep saying, well, you're not talking about Patty Murray and her ads.
Murray's ads are also, I mean, they both do exactly.
What did I start off by saying?
Yeah.
I can't stand political ads.
Yes.
But if, Ursula, if you were to get a letter from the Seahawks, from Starbucks, and the Seattle Times, and if you were to get those things, and then, Ursula, even if your response, even if how you feel is legit, but if you send a statement by saying, these woke corporations.
Yes.
I'm out.
Yes. Instead, I think that, and this is a new campaign, and instead, I think it would have been more effective, like, letting us know, Tiffany Smiley's husband is a veteran. He is blind. He was blinded during his service. He's wearing a Seahawks. He loves the Seahawks. He was actually honored by the Seahawks just a few years ago. for what he has done. And Tiffany works with veterans groups. So it's really hurtful for the Seahawks. If they had approached it that way, I would have been, dang.
You see?
Yeah.
I just called you to queen an email, and you just did it. But so if that's the case, then why can't you approach it that way, Chef?
Well, this reminds me of Ron DeSantis's attack literally on woke corporations. Use the same word, right? For example, the businesses that he would punish financially if they chose to impose a vaccine mandate on their own employees in their own private company. Is that how Tiffany Smiley is going to govern if elected? Is she going to attack companies, private companies, that she disagrees with the decisions of and use the power of government to target them? That would be my question, because that's what I get from woke corporations.
It's, Bob actually just texted in, and I am struggling with this because he says woke is not okay, but MAGA Republican is.
When you self-define,
I want to differentiate the fact that there are Republicans who support Trump, and then there are Republicans who are more moderate. How do you make a? But I agree, when you say MAGA Republican, it has a certain connotation. But it's one way to just differentiate between those who still believe in Donald Trump and think the election is stolen, and those who are like, I'm done with Donald Trump. I'm a Republican. I want conservative values, and I want someone who espouses my conservative values, but not Trump.
Okay, well,
so what's a good way to put it?
Non-Trump
supporters, but who are Republicans.
You just took this topic to another level. So thank you. Let's talk about it. And by the way, I know I got some Republican brothers and sisters that listen to the show. We need your help on this because you guys can better help educate us. Number one, I don't come out and on this show, I don't call out. I don't say MAGA Republicans. I don't do that. You don't do that. We don't come out and do that.
Until today, I just mentioned it.
Yeah, until today. That's number one. Number two, on this show, we also, when we're talking about topics, we also don't say, those on the left and those on the right. We don't talk about it in that way, because we talk about these topics in the same way that people with human decency like to talk about topics, without being threatening or without being in a bullying faction. Now, I am just hearing that saying MAGA Republicans is a bad thing. I think saying woke is basically, it is an empty meaning, and you are basically, I know what you're saying when you're talking about woke.
Right when
you say woke, I know where you're going. I know all of your talking points, but I'll digress from there. I think the Republican Party, and I want to be clear, and Ursula, you have a lot of friends that are Republicans. I think the Republican Party is really facing an uphill battle right now, because on one hand, some Republicans that we know, they don't like Trump. And then you have the other side of Republicans that love Trump, the ones that still don't believe in the results of the 2020 election, the ones that still think that there was a tourist attraction going on January 6th. And so you have this two different parties going on within the Republican Party. You're going to have possibly Ron DeSantis against possibly Donald Trump. That might be your two biggest powers come 2024. I don't make the rules. Yeah. I didn't come up with that, Ursula. That's that. So how is MAGA Republicans bad? Just say it. Is it or is it not?
Well, I think the way that President Biden recently referred to MAGA Republicans and again, lumping. This is the problem when you lump everybody into a certain category. That's the issue. So you're trying to get to the base that still supports Donald Trump and still believes he is the leader of the Republican Party. And then you are dealing with, I like to call them moderate Republicans. Mm-hmm. And those are people who want to move on from that era and want to go back to more traditional Republican values. How about conservative and fiscally conservative equals Republicans? Our text line is blowing up right now.
Michael Medved were to make conservative points on our air, or fiscally conservative points, he would get called a rhino by the MAGA Republicans. It happens every single time.
Yeah.
And 51% of Republicans would vote for Trump again, even if he was indicted. How do you want to define that?
And again, right now, the leading candidate, the person who even most people will agree that if the presidential election were tomorrow, former President Donald Trump would be the person that leads that ticket. And this is the party of law and order. I'm trying to figure out how we are getting this wrong. And we're just saying what is. And there's a few texts that come on and says, I'm a proud MAGA Republican. And I think that's fine. That's fine if you are. But we can't.
But there are people who aren't. And then they get offended when you say MAGA Republican. So how do you refer to them?
Help me, Ursula.
And that's the same as woke. That's the same as when you're called, when you're on the left and you're called Marxist, socialist.
Hard disagree. When you wear the hat, you're self-identifying. Sorry.
When you wear a hat that says "Make America Great Again."
Yes.
Okay, but how many people are still doing that?
Were there a lot of MAGA flags there on January 6th?
Yes.
Was January 6th a good or a bad time in American history?
You know what? I don't think there's a single store in America that sells woke merch or socialist merch, but there are thousands of outlets that sell MAGA merch. It's a thing. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'll have to continue that conversation. I don't know that we came to any sort of conclusion there. But coming up next.